Brilliance Audio.
The Secret Midwife by Soraya M. Lane. Performed by Elizabeth Nolden. Heroes do extraordinary things. What I did was not an extraordinary thing. It was normal. You see a man drowning, you must try to save him, even if you cannot swim. Irena Sandler, a Polish social worker who saved more than 2,500 Jewish children from the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II. This novel is a work of fiction that was inspired by real-life events. It contains descriptions and references to the Holocaust, Auschwitz, and the treatment of women during this period. The Holocaust represents one of the most atrocious acts of persecution in history, and my hope is that in writing this story, it helps to keep the past alive, and specifically pays tribute to the prisoners who risked so much to help others, particularly women. I have such huge respect and compassion for all the survivors of Auschwitz and all other camps during World War II, their families, and of course those who lost their lives to this atrocity. More than 6 million Jewish people were killed during the Holocaust, and millions of non-Jews perished in concentration camps too. This is a part of history we must never, ever forget. Prologue. Auschwitz-Birkenau, January 27th, 1945. Amelia heard the shouts of men as she leaned heavily against the rough wall. Coaxing the baby into the world, she strained to stay upright. She squinted in the dim light, instinctively knowing something wasn't right when the infant didn't cry as she cut the cord, then turned him over, feebly patting him on the bottom. She fought tears, looking down at him, her fingers so frigid from the cold she could barely move them. Smoke clung to the air, the barracks around them still smouldering. "What's wrong?" the exhausted mother whispered, still lying flat after the exertion of labour. There was a noise outside, more shouts, but Amelia ignored them even as her legs trembled. The Nazis were gone, but who knew if these men who'd arrived were any better than the guards who'd fled in the night and set so much of the camp alight before they'd left. She refused to be frightened. She'd faced death too many times now to fall to her knees. All she cared about was saving the little life in her hands, because he had a chance to live when so many others had not. He was already a survivor, and she would not let him die, not now. But he was so tiny, his body fraught from lack of nutrients, and his mother likely incapable of feeding him, if she survived at all. She glanced to her left, as if expecting Lena to be there, waiting to take the baby so she could attend to the mother. Lena is gone. She had to tell herself sometimes, remind herself that Lena existed only in her memories now, memories that swirled at times and tricked her, like dust in the air, creating illusions that she had to fight against, believing were true. She patted the infant's back more firmly then, and carefully scooped her finger into his mouth, gasping in relief when he finally cried. But as she went to lift him to the mother, lying on top of the crude stove, her legs still parted, Amelia realized she was now slumped over and silent. "No," Amelia croaked. Blood coursed from between the woman's legs, a sign in these primitive conditions that she was only minutes from death, unless Amelia could act quickly. The calls outside continued, and Amelia listened as a man spoke loudly in a language she couldn't understand. But then he called in Polish, and as hope lifted inside her, he said the same words in English. He was repeating the same words in different languages. "We are the Allies. We are not here to hurt you." The accent was strong, but the words were clear. Amelia shuffled to the door, her bare feet aching on the snow-covered ground as she stepped out, wishing she could go faster, seeing soldiers wearing thick olive
Sample complete. Ready to continue?